A pastel blue Bedford van tears through rolling countryside, pursued at a distance by a black Wolseley 690 police car. The van barrels through a muddy puddle. At the wheel is a frightened old lady in driving gloves, Miss Shepherd. Her eyes dart frantically, and she hangs a hard right onto a narrow country lane. She slows to a stop as the police car whizzes past behind her. Having ducked down, Miss Shepherd sits up and looks back nervously over her shoulder. She turns and stares at her front windscreen. It's badly cracked and streaked with blood. She reverses onto the road, facing back the way she came. The police car has parked just a short distance away. A mustachioed officer watches with a frown as she drives away, then he gets back in at the wheel. White letters on a black background, a mostly true story. Crackly black and white footage of a female concert pianist performing with an orchestra. Maggie Smith, Alex Jennings, The Lady in the Van. Jim Broadbent, Francis Delatour, Roger Allam, Deborah Findlay, Gwen Taylor. Smartly dressed men and women stand in rows watching as a conductor in a white tie waves a baton. Pandora Collin, Nicholas Burns, David Calder, Marion Bailey, Cecilia Noble, Claire Foy. The Bedford is now surrounded by rubbish on a driveway in the suburbs.
The smell is sweet, with urine only a minor component. The prevalent odour suggesting the inside of someone's ear. Dank clothes are there too, wet wool and onions, which she eats raw. Plus, what for me has always been the essence of poverty, damp newspaper.
Bespectacled Alan Bennett stops typing as Miss Shepherd flushes the upstairs loo.
Miss Shepherd's multi-flavoured aroma is masked by a liberal application of various talcum powders, with Yardley's lavender always a favourite. And currently it is this genteel fragrance that dominates, the second subject, as it were, in her odoriferous concerto. But as she goes, the original theme returns, her own primary odour now triumphantly restated and left hanging in the house long after she has departed.
Tell her.
Sandy-haired Alan marches out to her van.
Miss Shepherd, In future I would prefer if you didn't use my lavatory. There are lavatories at the bottom of the high street. Use those.
They smell. I'm by nature a very clean person. I have a testimonial for a clean room. Awarded me some years ago. And you know my aunt, herself spotless, said I was the cleanest of all my mother's children, particularly in the unseen places.
Alan goes back inside to find another version of himself in the living room.
The writer is double.
The two Alans regard each other.
There is the self who does the writing, and there is the self who does the living. And they talk, they argue. Writing is talking to oneself. And I've been doing it all my life, and long before I first saw this house, 5 years ago.
A flashback.
15.
Number 10 fetched 70. Yeah. Come on, I thought you had a play on in the West End. These houses have got so much potential once you get rid of the junk. Well, there you have it. Gloucester Crescent.
Camden Town, London, 1970.
Good street. On the up and up.
The estate agent leads Alan onto his future driveway.
A big motor, have you? Loads of room.
Alan carries a cardboard box into the unfurnished living room. A sign outside says, SOM. Men carry a table towards the house.
Just be a few minutes.
All right, Governor.
Alan heads out. Scruffy Miss Shepherd attempts to start her van. She's parked opposite a small red brick church. Alan strolls up, holding a carrier bag, and gazes at a crucifix displayed on the wall. Miss Shepherd shuffles over and pats him on the arm.
You're not St. John, are you?
St. John who?
St. John. The disciple whom Jesus loved.
No, the name's Bennett.
Oh, well, if you're not, I need a push for the van. It's conked out. The battery, possibly. I put some water in. It hasn't done the trick.
Well, was it distilled water?
It was holy water, so it doesn't matter if it's distilled or not. Of course, the oil is another possibility.
That's not holy, too.
Holy oil? Well, in a van, it would be far too expensive. Now, I want pushing round the corner. So.
Alan follows her to the van and is soon pushing it slowly through London with Miss Shepherd at the wheel.
Are you wanting to go far?
Possibly. I'm in two minds.
They approach a corner.
I'm turning left.
As they trundle down a leafy suburban street, Miss Shepherd suddenly brakes. She ducks down as a police car goes by. Alan opens the door.
Is that it?
I need the other end.
Well, that's half a mile away.
But I'm in dire need of assistance. I'm a sick woman. Dying, possibly. I'm just looking for a last resting place, somewhere to lay my head. Well, do you know of anyone?
Bye-bye, madam. Mind how you go.
The two Allens.
A proper writer might welcome such an encounter as constituting experience. Me, I have to wait and mull it over.
She saw you coming. She's old. You wouldn't get Harold Pinter pushing your van down the street.
No, like me, but then I'm too busy not writing plays and leading my mad, vigorous, creative life.
Yeah, you live it. I write it.
Miss Shepherd is driving when she spots a couple crossing the road to greet Alan.
Welcome.
Hello.
Almost in.
Hello, yes.
Is the move good?
Yes, thank you.
Well done.
Alan sees her van crawl by.
It's a pretty house. Not as big as ours, of course, but then you're unattached.
No, it's attached to the house behind.
I mean you. You're single.
Oh.
Alan nods.
Sickert once lived in the street, apparently. Dickens' abandoned wife. Now it's the usual North London medley. Advertising, journalism, TV. People like you, writers, artists. Anything in the pipeline?
Well, I've got a play on in the West End.
Of course you have. Dare one ask?
13.5.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know.
We're twice as big, so what does that make ours worth?
Mind you, our new neighbour won't help the prices.
Yes, we've met.
Last year she was in Gloucester Avenue, now it's our turn.
She seems to have settled at 66.
Will they mind?
I hope not. We like to think we're a community.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Alan cycles away past Miss Shepherd's parked van.
So what play has he got on?
We saw it, that domestic thing.
The woman racks her brain.
I'm gone.
Miss Shepherd's unloading carrier bags.
That's litter, Mummy.
Those are her things.
The schoolboy goes indoors.
We thought you might like some pears. They're from our garden in Suffolk.
Pears repeat on me.
The mousy woman from number 66 wilts a little.
Were you planning on staying long?
Not with that ding going on.
The woman, Fiona, marches indoors past her husband, Giles.
I know what you're thinking. Still, it's nice to feel we're doing our bit for the homeless.
Alan shows a stylish, handsome young man through his home.
I'd like to keep it like this. Simple.
Monastic.
Quite. This is my bedroom.
Nice.
So, do you like being in the play?
Love it. Love it. So English. Just what people want.
The actor smiles.
Bed looks comfortable.
Well, maybe you could come round and give me a hand with the decorating.
Sure. My girlfriend's a dab hand at the painting.
Alan sags slightly. The actor looks out of the window.
Oh, hello, darling. You look a character.
Miss Shepherd's pushing a pram filled with bulging bags.
Well, yes. This is Camden Town.
Oh, yes. I'm here most days. I teach, and the pavement is my blackboard. Now, I also sell pencils. Yeah, a gentleman came by the other day. He said the pencil he bought for me was the best pencil on the market at the present time.
You're against the common market, you see.
A pamphlet.
Me? Who said it was me?
Oh, you're not the writer?
Not necessarily. Well, I'll go so far as to say this. They're anonymous. And they're a shilling. You've only given me sixpence.
Well, it says there St. Francis held money from him.
Well, yes, but he was a saint. He could afford to.
Sodding beggars.
I'm not a beggar. I'm self-employed, and this gentleman is my neighbour.
The rude 20-something strides off, and Alan leaves with the pamphlet he bought. Sitting on the pavement, surrounded by mottos she scribbled in chalk, Miss Shepherd tucks into a roll and sighs. Later, she closes the rear doors of her van as Fiona steps outside with her young son.
Huh? On the move again? You didn't stay long?
No, because it was non-stop music.
Lucy's doing her O-levels.
It's the noise levels I'm worried about.
Fiona smiles and waves as Miss Shepherd turns her van around.
Wave, darling.
The other couple head out.
Bye, darling.
Don't stay up too late. Bye, darling.
Sorry about all this. Glyndebourne.
Cozy.
Oh, look at you. Have fun.
Oh, look out. Madam's on the move.
Departing in a taxi, the couple, Rufus and Pauline, keep one eye on Miss Shepherd.
So whose turn will it be now? Slow down.
Well, we don't want to miss the curtain.
This is Vaughan Williams.
No, the birds.
No. 62. No, darling, that's us.
Stop the cab.
They leap out.
Sorry.
Rufus sprints down the street to where Miss Shepherd has parked.
Sorry, you can't park here.
No, I've had guidance. This is where it should go.
Guidance? Who from?
The Virgin Mary. I spoke to her yesterday. She was outside the post office.